朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站为你提供的福乐人生讲坛。我是玛丽姐妹，将许多牧师传道人的讲道录音按专题为你编辑。今天我们的讲员是冯伟牧师，愿神仆人的讲道能帮助你更好地密切与神的关系，在主耶稣里结出更多的好果子。
弟兄姊妹们，请起立。
Brothers and sisters, may you rise.
我们同心恭读主的话语，先是中文，然后是英文。
Let us now read the Lord's words first in Chinese and then in English.
请约翰福音四章三十五到三十六节，你们岂不说到收割的时候还有四个月吗？我告诉你们，举目向前观看，庄稼已经熟了，可以收割了。收割的人得工价，积蓄五谷到永生，叫撒种的和收割的一同快乐。 John chapter 4 verse 35 to 36. Do you now say, there are still 4 months, and then comes to the harvest? Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look at the fields, for they are already white for harvest. And he who reaps receives wages, and gathers fruit for eternal life, that both he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together. Please be seated.
大家请坐。
愿神祝福攻读他话语的人。
May the Lord bless those who read his word.
今天我们正道的题目叫庄稼熟了。
The title of the sermon today is The Fields are White for Harvest.
我们知道我们进入到11月份就进入了感恩的季节。
We know that whenever we enter into the month of November, we enter into the season of Thanksgiving.
每年的11、12月份是很多弟兄姊妹都非常喜欢的一个季节，感恩圣诞。
So November and December are 2 months that brothers and sisters are very favorable toward. We have Thanksgiving as well as Christmas.
向神献上赞美，普世欢腾。
It's the time that we lift up our Thanksgiving to our Lord is the time when the world comes together and celebrates.
但是今年的感恩的季节对我们每个人都非同寻常。
But this year for Thanksgiving is going to be a special one.
刚才祷告的时候说，我们在顺境当中感恩比较容易，在逆境当中感恩似乎比较困难。
Earlier in our prayer, we did pray that it is much easier oftentimes to give thanks when things are going our way, but much harder when things are not.
我们反复说2020年实在是不平静。
So we've said that while 2020 has been a year of unrest,
一件接一件的苦难，
an event of pain and suffering after another.
但是今天我们要特别的感谢赞美我们的主，我们的神。
Today we want to especially give thanks to our God, our Lord.
在这样的逆境当中，今天我们聚集在一起，不管是在现场还是在网络上面。
That even though we still face plentiful of challenges, we are able to gather whether in person or online.
我们要差派我们分堂的弟兄姊妹出去来为主拓展他的国度。
Yeah, we're going to commission the church plant team in the expansion of God's kingdom.
下个礼拜天，我们华人福音教会凯瑞堂就将开始第一次的主日崇拜。
So next Sunday we're going for the Carey site or Carey campus, we're going to begin our very first service.
下个礼拜我们仍然是联合的聚会。
So next Sunday is still going to be a combined for the Chinese congregation.
是凯瑞堂和我们本堂的中文堂通过网路大家一同来敬拜。
And that the Carey campus is going to have a simultaneous service together with us here.
我记得2001年神带领我和我太太到纽约上州的 Rochester.
So I remember in 2001 the Lord brought myself as well as my wife to upstate New York.
那时候神带我们去那里食堂，神的引领非常的清楚。
So the Lord was very clear in guiding us to go plant a church.
那么2001年我们开始有小组的聚会，从一个查经班到团契，然后到2003年的复活节开始第一次的主日崇拜。
So between 2001 and 2003, we have a small group Bible study, fellowship time, and in 2003, we began our first Sunday service.
第一次崇拜之前，我在主的面前迫切的祷告，求神赐下一节的经文。
That very first Sunday, I pleaded with the Lord to give me a verse.
不单是那一年，而是指引整个职堂的事工。
That it will not only be for that year, but it will be a guidance for the entire ministry of the church plant.
神赐下的是以赛亚书第37章，往下扎根，向上结果。
And it was given Isaiah 37, and it is to be rooted as well as to be fruitful.
在后来教会建造的年月当中，我们不断地回到这些经文当中，弟兄姊妹都说，真的是看到神的信实。
And when we look back upon those years of church growth, we see that God has been faithful to His word.
我们这是职堂的经文，神也已经早就为我们预备了。
And for the passage that should be our guidance, God has long prepared for us.
我们教会今年整个一年的主题叫做庄稼熟了。
That our theme for this year is, in fact, is time to harvest.
我知道我们同工们当时定下这个主题的时候，就是预备我们今年要来职堂。
I do know that when we have first set this theme for as our annual theme, the co-workers had the church plant in mind.
那时候我们还不知道有 COVID。
Although at that time we had no idea that there's such a thing called COVID.
不知道还有许许多多这些的沟沟坎坎、高高低低。
We don't know that there are going to be so many different pits and different depths that we have to traverse.
但是有一点我们知道，
But one thing we do know,
庄稼熟了没有变。
That time to harvest has not changed.
Amen.
Amen.
让我们首先来很快的做一个回顾。
And so let us have a quick review.
我们来 review, 我们是 play with word, 我们叫做 Chinese Christian Mission Church, 我们来看一看 Chinese Christian Mission 的history.
And so we're going to take a look at Chinese Christian Mission history, a piggyback on our CCMC name.
我们知道从主耶稣基督到使徒福音在一代人当中传到亚洲、非洲、欧洲。
We know that starting with Jesus Christ and the apostles through the generations, it did come to the gospel did come to Africa as well as to Asia.
教会历史上有传说，甚至多疑的多马啊 ，Saint Thomas， 他不单是把福音传到印度，有人说他甚至传到了中国。
And so by tradition, Thomas the apostle did bring the gospel to India, and some even said he brought it to China.
但是我们没有确切的证据，有的确切的证据是大秦景教流行中国碑。
But we do not have concrete evidence that that was done by apostles.Thomas, but what we do have as a concrete evidence is the seal and historian seal. Well, it's an historian seal.
我们有来自陕西西安的弟兄姊妹，或者去碑林看过景教碑吗
？So I don't know if there's anyone who's from Xi'an who has been there. If you've seen this historian seal.
没关系，等一下就给弟兄姊妹来看一下。
So later on we could take a look.
然后我们很快到。1583年令马窦入华和很多其他的汤若望啊，我们知道南怀仁啊，郎世宁这些的天主教的宣教士来到中国。
And starting in AD 1583, we see a whole group of Catholic missionaries who went into China.
然后因为我们新教历史上一些的原因，以后我们会多讲。直到1807年马礼逊入华，第一位新教的宣教士来到中国。
And the understanding of Protestantism began to enter into China in 1807 through Robert Morrison.
然后进入上个世纪，在1900年左右，有三位华人教会史上的巨人，他们先后的出生：宋尚杰、王明道、倪柝声。
And so you see that we have three very prominent and pioneering leaders or preachers in the start of the 20th century with John Song, Wang Mingdao, and Watchman Nee.
华人教会终于开始了真正的三字, 我们一定要加引号, 这本来是一个西方宣教士所提出来的, 今天已经被误用了。
And so with a very qualified understanding of what it means to be three self, not the political form, but the original form that was coined by the foreign missionaries.
这是上个世纪的上半叶, 然后上个世纪的下半叶, 我们都知道, 华人教会, 中国人教会, 经历了大逼迫和大复兴。
And so in the latter half of the 20th century, we know that the Chinese church underwent huge persecution as well as great revival.
然后到上个世纪, 从90年代开始, 在海外兴起了新一代的大陆人归主的福音运动。
And starting in the 90s, we start to see that there is a rise in a generational revival overseas with many Chinese coming to the Lord.
但在那之前, 在北美, 美加各地, 我们知道已经有从港台来的弟兄姊妹, 他们做了许许多的福音的工作, 建立查经班, 团契, 教会, 等等。
So we know that even before that, when mainland Chinese could enter into America and receive the gospel, much work has already been done by Chinese from Hong Kong as well as Taiwan to lay the groundwork in North America.
我这边有几张图片和弟兄姊妹们来分享。
So I have a few pictures to share with you.
本来是想讲一个阶段插一张图片，讲一个阶段插一张图片， 但是我不会去调那个 PPT， 所以我就一起一张一张来看。
So previously I had intended to do alternating text with pictures, but I'm not very familiar with the PowerPoint, so here just a whole collection of pictures.
2009年的时候, 我到中国去短宣。
In 2009, I went to China for a short-term mission.
本来没有要去西安。
西安 was not on the itinerary at that time.
当时我们教会有一对弟兄姊妹, 他们的父亲在西安, 80多岁的高龄, 在那边做宣教士。
But we do have the father of one of the church members who is 80 over years old and is a missionary in Xi'an.
这位老牧师，我们可能有的弟兄姊妹知道，或许黄章老知道，扎大卫扎义坤牧师，有人晓得吗？
So this preacher, Reverend Zha,
他是台湾校园团契的创始人。
That he is a founder of the campus ministry in Taiwan.
40年代的时候, 当时大学生归主运动, 他和藤敬辉牧师等等很多的这些当时国内大学生, 他们信靠主, 而且奉献自己。
In the 1940s, he was he played a pivotal role in calling many of those who were still students at that time who later became prominent leaders of the Chinese church.
50年代在台湾建立校园福音团契, 直到今天。
And in the 50s in Taiwan, he established the campus fellowship and all the way till today.
台湾、北美包括世界各地今天好多华人教会的领袖都是从校园福音团契出来的。
And so you see that many who are in Taiwan, many Christians who are in Taiwan or in North America, they have come from this particular ministry.
那扎师母在我们原来的教会，我从去神学院出来去服侍主职堂。 扎老师母也给我和我太太很多的帮助和带领。
And Mrs. Zha provided myself as well as my wife plenty of help during our time in seminary school as well as when we stepped into ministry.
扎牧师看到在西北的西安这个地方实际上是一个大学城。
And so Reverend Zha could see that in the northwest part of Xi'an is a college campus or college town. Sorry.
那么他就住在那个地方租一个公寓, 每天晚上都有不同的学生团去到他这里来查经。
So he rented an apartment there and continuously welcomed people into his home and they had Bible studies.
有一天同学们来敲门。
There was one night one of the students came knocking at the door.
没人开门听到里面有动静。
There was no sounds.
找了大楼的管理员把门打开。
And they opened the door to make sure that everything's all right.
扎老牧师蜷缩在厨房的角落里面动不了。
And they discovered that Reverend Zhao was just huddled up in a corner in the kitchen and couldn't move.
严重的中风。
He had suffered a very serious stroke.
所以那次我回国，正好在这之前发生这件事情，我回国特别嘉义站去西汪，去西安看望扎牧师。
So during that short-term mission, I made an additional leg to go to Xi'an to visit Reverend Zhao.
同工们带我到医院里面。
The co-workers brought me to the hospital.
身的老仆人躺在病床上面。
We see that this elderly servant of the Lord was lying on the bed.
话已经讲不清楚。
And he was already a little slurry in his words.
他没有讲一个字关于他自己的病情。
He did not mention a single word on his own illness.
他知道我马上要到香港去有一个国内家庭教会传道人的一个培训会。
He knows that I was going immediately after this to Hong Kong for a training.
他说你去呼吁。
He said, go and call.
在西安这边有100万的学生。
That we have 1 million students here in Xi'an.
需要太多的宣教士来做主的工作。
That we need many, many, many missionaries to be here to do the Lord's work.
然后他就开始一个一个的数。这些大陆背景到北美读书留学信主奉献的传道人的名字。
And he began to recount, those who have, those students who have come overseas into America, who are from mainland China and have believed in the Lord and become leaders.
那一幕我永远忘不了。
It's forever ingrained in my mind, this particular scene that played out before me.
我们这些信了主的人。
For us who have believed the Lord,
我们真的是欠了福音的债。
We do owe the people the debt of the gospel.
八十多岁的老仆人，命都拼上。
That this 80-year-old elderly servant, he has fully given up his life.
在那里传福音。
So as to preach the gospel.
我们今天呢？
What of us today?
那次教会的一位传道人。很多教会他们都联合起来来照顾帮助神的老仆人，其中有个教会的牧者说我带你去去看一看西安碑林，我说没有时间，不需要。
And so, many of the churches in the area did, gather together to take care of, this elderly, Reverend Zha, and, one of the preachers from the church said, hey, let me take you to take a look at this, seal. And I said, there's not enough time.It's all right.
他说你肯定想去，那边有大型景交碑。
He said, well, I think you would want to go and take a look because there is an Astorian steel.
我说好，我去。
And he said, all right, I'll go.
我们就去了这个碑林。
And so we went.
看到这个图。
This is what we saw.
出来以后，发现实际上在门口有卖这个大型景交碑的这个拓片。
And so, 拓片。
啊，这个copy.
Okay. We have they sell imitations of the actual thing.
那我就买了很多回来给教会的家庭每个家庭一份。
So I bought many and I gave them to the families of the church.
我自己还留了一份。
And so I kept a copy for myself.
好吧，请学宗长老来帮我一下。
If I could ask Elder Tennyson to come up.
跟着我站在一起，好吗？
We'll stand right next to the banner for West Cary campus.
站一会儿，看大家把这个，
就是这么大，这是拓片1:1的这个拓片，是神爱我们中国人的一个见证。谢谢神。
That's a 1:1 replica of the Nestorian steel.
这两个人，左边的是利玛窦。
The one on the left, I do not know his.
Ritomasi. 天主教的宣教士
，The Catholic priest。
那么右边这一位，有人知道是谁吗？
Anyone、
对
，knows who's the one on the right。
在今天的上海有一个很棒的一个区啊，市中心叫徐汇区，徐家汇，就是徐光启他们家，纪念他们家的。徐光启是明朝的宰相。
He is the
Prime Minister.
Prime Minister for the Qing Dynasty.
The Ming Dynasty.
Ming Dynasty? Ming Dynasty during that time.
时光体就是一马窦在信主的。
And so this person on the right, 时光体, has a place that remembers the family in Hong Kong and was led to, the Lord by this, Catholic priest.
但是天主教在华传福音实际上时间不长。
Except that the Catholic mission in China did not last very long.
我们上次的布道会的时候、刘明辉牧师也有提到本来清朝的皇帝还有写福音的诗但后来因为其他原因我们关于祭祖我们以后再说就封禁了中国的边界。
Through trying times, in the end, it ended with the borders of China sealed off to mission work.
直到1807年新教的第一位宣教士 Robert Morrison 来到中国。
Until all the way up till 1807 when Robert Morrison entered into China.
我们知道关于马里逊从人的角度来说实际上他的服侍不是很成功的。
So from the point of a human perspective, his ministry was not very successful, in fact.
一开始连中国的门都进不去。
At first, he was not even able to enter into China.
好几年以后带一个人信主。
And after many years, was finally able to lead one person to the Lord.
中国的文化、中国的社会、中国的政府完完全全是向福音紧紧地关着大门。
The door for the Chinese society, Chinese culture, as well as the Chinese government at that time was totally shut to the gospel.
马里逊在去中国的远洋轮船上面船长问他。
And so, while sailing towards China, the captain asked, Robert Morrison.
马里逊先生，你以为靠你自己这样一个微弱的力量能够让中国这样一个古老的国度向福音开门吗？
So the captain of the ship said, do you think that you on your own strength, you're able to open up the door and allow the gospel to enter into China?
马里逊的回答非常的有名。
Robert Morrison has a famous reply.
他说我不能。
So I can't.
但是神能。
But God is able.
我们的奇妙的主真的借着这些忠心摆上的宣教士打开了中国福音的大门。
Our wondrous Lord used these faithful missionaries to open up the door to China.
梁发信主了，成为第一个华人的牧师。
And so we have the first Chinese pastor, by the name of 梁发。
中文的圣经被翻译出来了。
There was a translation of the Bible into Chinese.
越来越多的华人的教会在中国各地建立起来。
And more and more Chinese churches were built up.
到后来我们有华人自己的中国人自己的教会传道人真正的开始自治自养自传
Until we began to become self-sufficient and self-propagating in terms of within the cultural context of China
这幅图案上面的人弟兄姊妹可能应该知道是谁对吗
You might know who this drawing of this person of this portrait is
宋尚杰对
This is Pastor John Song.
在美国芝加哥有一个惠顿学院。
We have Wheaton College in Chicago.
最有名的校友就是 Billy Graham, 格培里。
The most famous alumni or alumnus would be Billy Graham.
我们本地也有一个北卡一个格培里的一个纪念馆，对吗
？And we also have a Billy Graham Library that remembers Pastor Billy Graham.
在 Wheaton 那边也有一个 Billy Graham Center.
And there's a Billy Graham Center in Wheaton College.
我去过两次。
I've been
there
thrice.
最近一次去的时候，几年以前去的时候，当天正好是格培里牧师回天家那一天。
The last time when I visited, it so happened that it was also during the passing of Pastor Billy Graham.
当天都完全没有计划不知道的就不是计划好的。
So, it just so happened that I was there when, on that very, fateful day.
那天去的时候很多人在那边献鲜花很多人过来来缅怀。
And so there were many, people who came to, lay down flowers to keep in remembrance of, Pastor Billy Graham.
进入那个葛培里中心有一个 rotunda, 有一个圆的那个大厅。
And so in that center, there's a rotunda.
周围一圈有一个一个的长条的这个图画，就是教会历史上这些伟大的布道者。
And in between the columns, you see these very long banners that has all the different portraits of the different leaders who are very prominent in the church history.
从使徒保罗开始。
Starting with Apostle Paul.
唯一的一个中国人就是这幅图画，就是宋尚宪。
And the only Chinese representative we'll see is John Song.
到了19世纪下半叶，宣教士被赶出中国。
But in the latter half of the 20th century, missionaries were evicted out of China.
很多传道人被关进监狱。
There were many preachers who were locked up, were imprisoned.
这里面的右边，王明道老先生。
And you see that this is Mr. 王明道。
为主坐牢23年半。
That he was imprisoned for the Lord for 23 and a half years.
最左边是袁向成老牧师。
And to the most left is Reverend 袁向成。
最右边是袁师母。
And to the most right is Mrs. Yuan.
我有去看望袁师母。
I've visited Mrs. Yuan.
每一位去看望他的弟兄姊妹。
Every brother and sister who has visited her.
看到坐在轮椅上面这个瘦瘦小小的这样一个老太太。
We see her, this very tiny woman seated on a wheelchair.
我们好像是去看望人家。
It seems as if we are going to visit her.
回来以后就觉得被开了一场培灵会一样。
But at the end of it, it really seems like we've been spiritually nourished instead.
这是在血与火的考验当中，圣徒活生生的见证。
And these are living testimonies of saints who have lived through the trial by fire and water.
文革以后，这些老一辈在中国大地上带领起来一场大复兴。
After the Cultural Revolution, these previous generations of leaders, of Christian leaders, brought about a great revival.
许许多多人信主，以至于连美国的新闻记者都写了一本书叫《Jesus in Beijing》。
And so many, many people came to the Lord to the point that it caught the attention of American journalists who wrote the book, Jesus in Beijing.
我们讲到海外。
Talking about being overseas or here.
从8964以后。
So, after 1986.
很多的华人学人学者涌入到教会里面。
Many Chinese scholars began to flood into America.
我现在还记得我刚进入到教会当中的时候。
I remember when I first stepped into a church.
因为我爸爸出国之前，我爸爸跟我说有事情去教会，教会里人都是好人。
I remember before I left the country, my dad told me that, yeah, you should go to church because the church is filled with good people.
那我在国内的时候已经开始慕道。
And so I was already seeking, when I was in China.
所以到北美肯定我就想去，是要去找教会的。
So by the time I arrived here in North America, I began to, look for a church.
进入到教会里面一看，好人不好人不知道，都是台湾人。
When I stepped into the church, I don't know if they're good people or not, but I do know that they're Taiwanese.
我常常做我这个见证，但是我发现他们真的是非常的有爱心啊。
This testimony I give often, and I would say over and over again, I was like, wow, they're really full of love.
我是生在中国，新中国长在红旗下。
I'm a new generation in China. I've grown up under the banner of the red flag.
虽然来到北美，脑海当中那个对敌斗争的弦绷得还是很紧。
So even though I've come to North America, but in my mind, a lot of these teachings I've received back in China, they're still very strong.
看到这些台湾人，我就想说，他们是不是国民党特务
？And so after I've seen these Chinese believers, I was wondering if they are special agents of the KMT.
后来，我们大家都纷纷信主了。
But batch after batch, we from China began to believe in the Lord.
大陆人引进教会。
Lots of mainland Chinese flocked into the church.
很多面向大陆人传福音的这个施工也开始起来。
And many of these ministries began to orient their direction towards these students.
神也呼召了一批的学人学者出来全职奉献来做传福音的工作。
God has also called out a group of scholars to become leaders to serve these students.
2008年在旧金山开这个我们一代人的见证这个福音特会。
In 2008, in San Francisco, there was this special conference, that titled Us, This Generation.
300人，当时我也去参加了。
There were about 300 attendees and I was one of them.
我是其中几乎是最年轻的一个。
I was one of the youngest.
也被算到这一代人当中去。
So somehow I was also grouped with this generation.
现在这一代人已经都开始老了。
Most of this particular generation is an aging generation.
但是还有很多很多福音的工作。
But we have much gospel work still to be done.
我们做了这样一个简单的回顾，我们还有一个问题。
After this simple review, we still have a question.
在教会历史上是这样一代一代的来传承。
That in the work of the church is always a legacy passed on from one generation to another.
下一代人在哪里？
Where's the next generation?
最近和牧养团一起，我们来祷告分享我们定下教会的使命。
And so the shepherding team, they come together to pray, to consider, to think about what is the church mission.
其中我们教会使命当中有一句就叫做代代相传。
And one of the components of this mission is such that there will be a legacy from generation to generation.
上个礼拜我们一起背诵的经文正好和这个相关。
The memory verse that we assigned last week is related to this.
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。